We're continuing Chayot Kalman Dalad, and we're learning Siman Beis, and we said we're going to discuss some practical examples of breakfast cereals which come up based on the shahs which we've been discussing. So puffed wheat, sugar crisp, those type of cereals. So what it is the kernel of wheat. We start up with a kernel. The husk is removed and the bran is removed. In that process, some of the endosperm is removed, because that's how the machine works. But that, the person can assume, is not significant enough to say that you removed part of the kernel itself. So it would be dealt with as if it's a shorlein. So now it's something which is dealt with as if it's a shorlein, and you then just puff it up. So it's basically a form of roasting it by heat. So the bracha is hadama. The question which comes up is that some of them, the process, there is a process of steaming which takes place, which is that the equivalent of cooking it in water? And we said in your case, you cook it in water, and the chitim are shleimim, and they soften, so that's going to be enough to give it of mezainus. Or, according to the Rambam, the opinion that that when you remove the kernel, that's enough, and it's going to be a suffix bracha, what you should make. Now, the assumption in halacha is that the Shlomo Zalman says that just steaming it is not enough to change it into mezainus, and it remains adama. So the correct bracha on that would be a brei pri adama. Granola is a fascinating question. A granola, in many of the granolas which are made in America, there is a similar step of the process where there is some cooking taking place with water, actually, and the or with steam. So if it's with steam, we just said that that's not sufficient to give it in a mezainus. And it's done with water, but the water is done for a very short period of time just to soften it up, that you can then do the next stage of the process. So pash is the bracha which should be hadama. Now the question is over here, we then take it and you mash it together. So is that acceptable? So there is an opinion of a pirish on the Shulchan Aruch, which says, in a case where the cooking did not mass it together, did not bind it together, but afterwards you mash it and do that artificially, that is sufficient. So is this the same? So the person suggests that it's not exactly the same. Over there, the softening up, the cooking had softened it enough that when you mash it afterwards, you break it down, it sort of mushes together. It binds together. Over here, it does not do that at all. You need pressure and you need honey, etc. So pashas, the bracha of granola, should be Hawadama. Now, Rabbi Yashiv is on record, and that's what Shlomo Zalman holds. Rabbi Yashiv is on record, not like that. And Rabbi Yashiv says that the bracha in that situation would be mezainus. So it's a questionable bracha. Many poskim that hold that the bracha would be Hawadama. And if it's Hawadama, you get involved in the suffix and the bracha. If it's mezainus, then the bracha is alamichya. Maybe the solution is, we discussed before, eating smaller amounts, or alternatively, eating something which is vadi adama and something which is vadi mezarnas, and covering it the brachas rishonas and brachas achronas. So, rice cakes, wheat cakes, are the same thing as the puffed wheat, but then they just press it together. Pashas, once you assume the granola, the brachas adama, so these, again, be the same thing. Kernel b'yasha, where you press it together, and that's enough to give it a din of mezainus, so that it would be true by these rice cakes and wheat cakes as well, that the bracha would be mezainus. Now, by rice cakes, the bracha achronus is b'nefashos, but by wheat cakes, the bracha achronus, according to that, would be alamichya. However, if you understand the bracha rishonus adama, you get involved in the suffix of tosis and what to do with that. Okay, so hence we have some common breakfast cereals. Now, Shlomo Zalman talks about granola, not granola bars, but granola, and a person eats it for breakfast, and you add milk to it, and it sort of sits, and it eventually it absorbs the milk and masses together. So it's not, it did not do the massing process through Bishel, but it was a natural result of the fact that you processed it and softened it up, and therefore it masses together. So that he holds it sufficient as well to give it the bracha of mazonos. So even though granola is adama, and when that happens, the bracha is going to be mazonos. This would play itself out in regards to a question of something like Weetabix, that the bracha is, would definitely be mazonos. Now Weetabix and shredded wheat, we still need to clarify, so we'll leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.